Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Inside 10 seconds to play, another edition of the Sunshine State Showdown, and the Panthers come out on top. 6-3, the Panthers are winners in Game 5. The Panthers win the best-of-seven series, 4-1. The Panthers are moving on to Round 2 of the Stanley Cup Playoffs.
The storm is over. No more lightning. No more thunder. Clear skies ahead for the Panthers as, again, they are able to take out the Lightning in 5 games.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. And Paul Maurice, nice enough to join us. Panthers head coach, congratulations, coach, to get that one, especially the way you guys played in those last 2 games, down 2-1 with 4 minutes left, not looking great. You get 2 goals from 2 defensemen in 11 seconds. Then you go up there, it's 3-3 halfway through the second period, and that was it. No more scoring, and you win that game. Impressive way to finish up a great rivalry you have going with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It was a good series, tough series, 5-1 in games, but or 4-1 in games, but a lot tighter than that. It was, as you said, there's an 11-second swing. Wow. In that game that gave us a win from being down, but we played well and in all parts of our game got stronger. We had some people come in and out of the lineups that were really, really important to us. The consistent factor, Sergei Bobrovsky, was really, really good when he needed to be.
Hey, so I got to ask you, it's our best rivalry we have right now in this town. Right. No matter what anybody tells you in any sport, any of them that we have, and we got them all. That thing you guys, when your players and their players are talking about, they don't say, we really don't like them. They go, we really hate them, and they hate us. And the more we see each other, the more we don't like each other.
You know what? Because it's two really good teams.
Yes.
They're both kind of in their prime. They both would get consideration or at least be called contenders going into the playoffs. There's not a weakness really on either team. So it gets played at a really high level, and then the intensity ramps up. I found, Joe, almost the same as, you know, we played back-to-back years of playing Boston, and the second Boston series was nasty, and it's the same. We played them last year. It was a hard-fought series. This one takes on a whole new level, right? Just familiarity. You hit each other 5 times in the playoffs. You play each other 4 times in the regular season. It's just a lot of games, and that intensity just gets driven to a different level.
A lot of things happened that were really impressive. The penalty killing and how good you guys were. Tampa Bay was 2-for-18. I think the first game and the last game had a power play goal. And outside of that, there was a big drought in there, including that 5-minute penalty kill you had earlier. Just incredible. What's made that group so good right now?
Well, it starts with the guys that we have experience. That it was the critical piece to our game last year when you played a team like Edmonton with such a dominant power play. And then, you know, you got to give credit to Bill Zito and his staff because we got to the trade deadline and we needed killers. We felt, and so Seth Jones comes in, the big right-handed defenseman.
Yeah.
Sturm comes in, that fourth-line center iceman that can win faceoffs, and that's what he does for a living. And the sneaky one was Brad Marchand, because nobody would ever tell he's over 1,000 points. He's played 1,000 games. He's this great offensive player. But he and a fellow by Patrice Bergeron in Boston were an elite penalty-killing pair for years. So he comes in, and now we have a penalty kill depth that I don't even think that we had last year. I've got seven forwards I can run that are all penalty killers and very, very good at it. So we filled the needs that we had. That was our penalty killing, and it became the defining piece to that series. You're right. The five-minute kill set up the opportunity for us to come back. There's a chance that with a power play, they could get two or three goals on a five-minute power play. That's how good their power play is. So to get that kill, it gave us a chance to win the game.
Hey, on top of that, this Brad Marchand with Lundell and E2, 14 points in five games, and the penalty killing, as you said, you couldn't have been expecting that. But, boy, that was nice to see. And some of those passes by Marchand were just phenomenal.
Yeah. You're just hoping pieces fit when they come in. And we went through it last year. You look at Lusteran and Lundell have been the constant. They played together for a couple of years now. So they've got this great chemistry. And then it goes back to Sam Reinhart was their right winger. And it was a great line for you. But Anton was 21 years old at the time. Lusty was about 23. They were just young guys. So we felt and hoped that Brad would come in. And again, he's a penalty killer. So he's got a really good defensive understanding of the game. But this guy's an offensive player. He can make plays. And the hope was he would get Lundy and Lusty to kind of view the game slightly differently, that there was offense to be had, there were plays to be made, that you could be a good defending player and not cheat the game and still create. And I think we're seeing that now. So they when they attack, they're thinking score. They're thinking this is possible, this could happen. So it's kind of changed the way they view the game.
I got to ask you, everything you guys have done from Zito to guys he's given you, the way your guys have fit in, I don't say you're 100%, you know, and success rate with everybody you've done the last couple of years. It's incredible, though. You're talking about those guys before the trade deadline, bringing those guys in, and they're brought in for what we're seeing right now. You can't play much better. Makes a lot of guys look real smart the way they're playing, Coach.
Yeah, Bill does an incredible job, the understanding of what the team needs and a certain style of game. So it goes back to Matthew Tkachuk trade. And I mean, I've told you that story before, but he called. I'm working for him for about 2 weeks. I really don't really know him yet. He calls and says, I think I can get Matthew Tkachuk, but the price is going to be huge, and I'm going to get killed for this deal, but we need this kind of guy. And that has been consistent.
Wow.
When you look at the players that are brought, how he was brought in, it's not just that they're good players, but most importantly, their style can fit the way we play. So that makes our job as coaches just quite a bit easier. We're not pulling teeth here to get these guys to play a certain way. It's who they are. And that then, when they walk in the room, they have a style of game that everybody understands, that it's part of the group. We're not trying to fit a guy in. He can walk in and just his game fits with what we do.
I was going to ask you, because everybody's made such a big deal about how physical the series got, and their side, your side. Did you ever get towards the end, and we're talking about payback and hockey, and you hit our best player, we're going to hit one of your best players, and do you ever have to talk about that with your guys? Like, hey, let's worry about just winning the game and not worry about it, or what do you say to your guys?
I would say, first of all, I didn't find it that physical. I got asked that question after every game in the media health, and I just didn't. There were a couple of big hits, and because they were scrutinized by the league, I think the entire series got viewed of it. But it was much more of a skater series than it was a hitter series. And I would say, to answer that question, Joe, it all depends on the age of your team. If you're a young team and this is your first tour in the playoffs, you're almost offended by any hit, right? So you got to get paid back to show you that you're a tough enough team. It's about building your culture. But we're at a point now where we get hit all the time, right? We give big hits, but we get hit too. It's just not that big a deal. And this is no time to try to exact a pound of flesh, because we're doing something far more important than avenging a hit. We're trying to win a series. Guys are going to get hit. We're going to lose guys to injuries. Same is true of the other team. If your focus gets shifted to that, you have a very slim chance of winning that series. You're not playing the game. Now you're running around and looking for payback. So we just talk about keeping our focus on the game. You know, like, we're going to get hit. And we don't overreact to it. You know, the Ekblad hit was not targeted against any player. He probably threw a version of that hit four times in that game. So we're not looking for that. There's lots of, you know, there's also lots of time, right? None of these guys are retired. We'll all be in regular season games next year. You finish your checks maybe a little harder. But for the most part, well, almost for the whole part, we're focused on winning the game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So Matthew Tkachuk hadn't played in 2 months, and everybody pretty much that we talked to are like, well, I don't know if there's going to be some rust or, well, you know, he hadn't played in a long time. I don't know what he's been.
Right.
He goes out and has two goals right off.
Yeah.
Come on.
So his
man.
Hands are, yeah, his, you know, his hands yeah. didn't get injured or his brain. Yeah, right. So he, that part of it. But he was not at 100% to start the series. He just wasn't. I played him 12 minutes the first night, and he wasn't moving the way he normally moves, and there was a lot of things he couldn't do because of it. One of the things, so you go back to the Vegas series 2 years ago, he had a broken clavicle, and he figured out a way to play a game, and I think he generated basically our three best chances that night with a broken bone.
Oh.
His ability to adapt his game to his body is incredible. So he wasn't at 100%. I actually think he's gotten better each game as he's gotten more and more comfortable. His conditioning is fine. It's just what he can kind of do with his own body on the ice. So the last two games especially, he's fine. Like, he's back to 100%. But he wasn't right at the start, or I would have played him quite a bit more. I mean, he's somewhere between 17 and 22-minute guy, and he played 12 minutes in game one.
Yeah. I tell you, across the board, just you got it coming from different lines and different people, man. No matter what their title position is, it's been amazing. So I got to ask you now, it's another team you know real well. Like, oh, Nylander and Matthews and Tavares and Marner. Oh, here we go again with them. Had great success in the regular season. I'm guessing you're going to tell me you're going to throw that out, 3-1 record.
Yeah.
But again, what's the game plan on this one as you get set for game one?
Well, there are a lot of similarities to Tampa. They've got four or five of these world-class guys that hands aren't like anybody else's. So there's a skill level that these guys possess that's they're just dangerous all the time. And that was true of Tampa. You could have a lead, and in a minute and a half, and it did happen to us, you know, in game four, it can disappear on you if you're not vigilant and you're not constant on the pressure and the checking with this team. They are slightly more defensive bent to their game in terms of how they defend, but almost identical. Their transition game's elite, their speed's elite, and they get world-class goaling now with our old goalie, Anthony Stoller's in there. He's been fantastic for them. So a lot of similarities. You know what, though, you're going to get down to the top eight teams in the NHL, and I don't think there's a Cinderella story left here. These are all elite teams. They're all got guys that can score, can skate, can battle to defend. So it will be a very, very hard-fought, tight series.
I leave you with this one, and I know you don't know because they already told me in the back here, but everybody's been, when's the game? And people are predicting up in Canada it's going to be Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. I'm guessing you'd like to know, like, quickly since you got to travel. Nothing?
I can almost guarantee it won't be Saturday.
Yeah.
Or we would have to leave today, and nobody's packed. So we'll get that. It'll somewhere probably Sunday to Tuesday is the start date.
Yeah. Coach, I can't thank you enough, man. This is always great having you on. And by the way, people, compliment the fact that you find time for us to come on. We really appreciate it, and good luck in round two.
Pleasure. Okay, Joe, thanks very much. Take care.
All right. Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, with us this morning, as always does, man. In between, finds time. We got a we got to go to break here, man. A lot more stuff to get to. Mike Florio is going to join us from Pro Football Talk. We'll talk to him a little bit. But what a team, man. Huh? Rolling along. May, hey, Woody, you feel a little smarter about that payback stuff, huh? No payback. No payback in the playoffs. All right. We just got to take care of business. We'll be right back.